Well, I tabled a bill in the Dáil just before it ceased sitting for the summer, and the bill is to amend the 2014 forestry bill for to put an addition into that which would require planning permission for any piece of afforestation above 5 hectares, which is about 12 acres. And the idea behind it is so that people in the community out there, because we have a lot of afforestation happening in many communities around the country, that people will be aware of it when it's happening, that they can assess the suitability of the type of forestry and how it's going to impact on the community and on the environment. But the local authorities will also have a role to play in this, because many local authorities around the country are running into serious trouble when it comes to harvesting time of these trees, or even the thinning time, where you have very, very heavy loads of timber being taken out across small country roads and they're causing huge damage. We also have situations where forestry has been opening new roadways or new openings onto roadways. And a lot of communities and a lot of people living in an area where they have a particular view from their house within a couple of years, trees grow up in front of it. And it's a permanent change of land use, and we feel that it needs to be regulated more closely. For many, many years there have been calls for have better regulation of forestry and to look at alternative models of forestry other than the silky spruce model that we have at present, which I personally believe is not a good model, and we need to look at alternatives. And this bill is to open up a debate and a discussion around all that, and ultimately the outcome of it will be, if it's passed, and I expect it will be, is that it will allow people out there for to be able to have a say in what's happening in regard to a major change of land use in the communities, and also for the local authorities to have a role in that.
Now, I know in Sligo the councillors were hoping to a measure would be introduced whereby there would be a large contribution charge to open an access gate onto a public road where there was a certain area of forestry. This is another attempt, your own bill is another attempt to bring forestry under the planning rules.
Well, it's to bring the forestry under the planning rules and so that people can have more control over it and understand better what's going to happen, because very often people don't know that afforestation has happened, and the next thing is the diggers are in and they're mounding the field and the trees are in and they're up beside them. And I don't think it's fair that can happen. I think people should have a right to know what's going to happen. I mean, if you put a new gate in your house and your driveway, you have to get planning permission for it. If you put different style of windows in your house, you have to get planning permission for it. And yes, trees can grow 40 foot in the air around you and close in your light and close off your views, and there's no planning required. It's a permanent change in land use, and it should come under the planning regulations. And I think it'll be healthier for everyone involved, including the whole of forestry industry, that they will be able to build a better relationship with the community. And it's also an opportunity from an environmental perspective with the councils for to be able to have a say in what type of trees go in and what impact they will have on the local environment.